Blog Talk Radio.
Now y'all know that I had to open this up with something other than just music.
I love this song because...
So listen to this one, and then listen to the next one, and you'll understand where we're coming from.
I know without Jesus, we can't get up in the morning. We can't garment ourselves. We wouldn't be able to move one foot before the other. We couldn't lift our hands. We couldn't open our eyes. We couldn't fix breakfast for our children. And some time ago, I'm getting ready to take you back away. We put together a song saying, whenever your load get heavy, and you begin to feel like the weight of the world has been down on your shoulders. What you need to do then is just steal away somewhere and buy down, buy down, buy down, buy down, buy down on your knees and tell God these words. Like that sometimes. Lord, I don't. I know I can't make it. Oh, no. I can't make it by myself. Let me sing one more verse. Take a sign and sing this will do. Can I sing it? I'll sing it. And you feel it. That all of you, you feel like a
new hope and gold. Caller, I will be right with you, but let's finish
this.
Need
to do this.
Hello.
Lord, take me by my hand. Trust the Lord like you said you would. Lead me on. Get by yourself somewhere. Just lift your hand and say,
oh. You're my first caller of the evening. I sure thank you. And tell them about some of your experiences in the southern sector of the of the world where we've been neglected for so long, and it's time for them to open their eyes.
And continue to be neglected, you know, that. But, you know, we're one of the, I always hear this, we're one of the best kept secrets in Dallas.
Yeah, what about the world?
Yeah.
Every time I get out the world and start talking about South Dallas, they say, what? Where is that at?
Man, South Dallas is South Dallas and Southeast Dallas and North Dallas over there for Thomason Hall. That's where we most of us came from. That's where where our people kind of were grew up around here in these parts in Dallas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they just started all our history, you know.
Yeah.
You know, changing all our history around, dug up our graveyard.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And now you have the one with that famous black graveyard over there on Thomason Hall, what 75 used to be. It's not 75 no more. I think they're slowly trying to change the Plano Avenue or something.
Well,
that 75 Central Expressway. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They changed so much of our history to whereas if we don't start dedicating one of my brand new websites, and you're the first one to hear this, one of my brand next websites, and it's already in the hole, almost already designed and everything, is going to be the Bunton Historian.
Yeah,
and we're going to start putting up historical events, everything.
Our young people need to know something about their history and about the pride of where they come from, you know?
We're going to try to get some of the newspapers back into the schools. We're going to try to do some of everything, you know, like start magnifying our own position in the world, you know, because like you said, best kept secret in Dallas. But like I said, when I go to other places, they be saying, oh, I didn't even know about that. It's almost the world, you know, because we don't identify with our past enough. And, you know, the Jews, man, don't have anything against them because they fought for what they wanted and they got it. They got recognition and a lifetime thereof. Because of the Holocaust.
We come over here on
slave ships that was dedicated to bring us to work. You know, not to play, but dedicated to bring us to work. Slave labor. And we helped build this country, and they are, as we try to record it, they kill our recorders, and then now they destroy the records of our past.
You know what, though, Billy? We've got to do some stuff for ourselves, you
know?
That's
right.
We've got to stop feeling like victims and go out and start doing something, you know?
Some
progress and some successes for ourselves instead of,
That's just when we're on this line tonight, Norris Jones. Because if we don't start telling these folk what they have to get up off that couch and start doing, you know, they're going to continue doing it. And, you know,
we've got to support one another. We have to support our black businesses and try to help them succeed as best we can. Because, I mean, that's where our voice is. We don't have a voice as getting a check, people getting a check, or people, just walking around begging or dragging or just being regular citizens. We don't really have a voice, and we don't have much leadership. So we have to start trying to build some kind of economic foundation so that we can, when we speak, we can be heard. You know, we can't be heard when we don't have money.
Yeah, you don't own nothing. You don't own nothing, so you know, yeah, and that's the problem. We let them get away with shipping all their businesses overseas so they won't have to pay taxes and stuff like that. When that's the way it was set, that's the reason it was set up to win, you know. You're getting all these people to work for you for slave wages, and they're not even crying about it. They're not even talking enough about it. They don't, you know, that's another reason we on here tonight, because if we don't talk about these kind of things on a regular basis, we got the baddest memory in the world.
We do.
We can go to the street crying about the mistreatment and stuff we doing, but in the morning we wake up thinking about something else.
Well, you know, they just grabbed another one, held him down, and shot him. I don't know how many times. Man, that's just, that is senseless. And
yeah,
it should be unacceptable. But we've learned to accept all this kind of stuff. So they keep doing it. They keep killing our people.
You know, we'll have somebody, I don't know where they from and stuff, but, you know, anybody, you know, some been fed in their own purpose so they can kind of downplay what's going on. But, you know, the first thing they say is, well, you know, we ought to wait for what? If you start walking and boycotting some of these folk and some of these stores and stuff and some of these transportation departments and stuff, people are changed.
Yep.
You know,
right.
The economic swing goes the other way, you know. If I stop buying your products and you start saying, ooh, I wonder what happened. You know.
That's it.
Yeah.
If you stop buying it. All that protesting in the street and marching, if you want to do that, that's fine. It draws attention to what's going on. Well, but listen here, don't make nothing happen. If you stop spending your money,
Yeah, money start piling up in your own neighborhood. You know, because you go to your friend's place and buy water for a change, because now you know the water is the same temperature.
Man,
because we done exposed it. We done tried to tell you, you know.
Yeah,
so, but see, if we don't do it, I'm telling you, can't nobody tell you about you better than you can.
That's right.
But seems like we scared to tell each other. Well, yeah, this is my store. I've been here for 40 years.
Yeah, you know what? I'm right there, 2321 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Yeah.
Around the corner, Martin Luther King and Edgewood, and the people they act like they don't know I'm there. What's happening?
Yeah, see, but we going to change that, and I'm going to tell you.
Right there at Eva's House of Barbecue. Eva's House of Barbecue. We got a good product. We got we got a great product. We really do. We have a great product, and we have good service, and it's reasonable. You know, and people...
And when they come into your store, they leave with a smile because they say, God, dog, I didn't know that.
We're gonna get our video cameras
tonight. I called a little earlier and see if my Facebook thing done changed. See if I got anything new on here. But we gonna start, and guess what? We gonna do a tour of Eva's Barbecue in South Dallas.
Yes,
whereas people gonna wanna come see, you know, for themselves. That can't be true. They can't have greens like that cooking right. They can't have candy yams cooking like that. That's a barbecue place. No, it's a slow food place. No, it's a whatever you need it to be at this point in time. And that's what I'm talking about. So as long as we start putting the word out about ourselves, you know we ain't going to lie on ourselves. So what I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell the public.
And Billy, you know, I don't like to say this, but I have to say it because it's the truth. Everything is good.
Well, I can attest to that fact. Because I've been there. You know, like my son said on his radio show, we from here. We know, we know what we talking about. So, yeah. So I will be down there as soon as I can. What I'm doing is I'm trying to hire this new photographer.
Yeah.
She's having a few bumps, but as I told her the other day, I got a video camera. I just wanted to be perfect work, and I'm not no camera person. I am really not a photographer, but I will get down there and we'll try it till it works. So we're going to get it going on because people need to know, you know. And I'm talking about, they don't even know about your turkey legs. They don't know about nothing.
That's right. That's right.
And see, they got to start hearing about these kind of things, you know.
We're trying to give it to them. It was the Uncle Barbecue, 2320 Martin Luther King Boulevard.
Give them that phone number so they can call and ask for directions.
214-421-0740.
Yeah, so that they won't say, well, they're trying to hide it. No, we ain't trying to hide it. We want to share it.
The Bible says share. So we want to share the flavor and all the goodness that he has to offer. We want to share it.
So when these ideas and stuff start coming this way, and they say, well, it's fire time. You don't have to go all the way in the fire to get no turkey legs either. You can stop right on the corner while you're waiting in that long line.
These are some of the turkey legs that were in the state fair.
That's right. So you're gonna be able to get it from both sides. On the outside the gate and on the inside.
Say Billy. The people were coming to the fair. You know, you have people that come every year.
Right.
And the people that come every year, they have, you know, they just, I don't know, you think it's our personality or do you think it's the goodness of the food?
When they see them smiling faces standing out there telling them, we open, that draws a lot of attention, too.
That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, it's that great personality and that great service.
Yeah, and we love our people. We love
right.
our people.
And no matter what nobody said, when they asked us about our community, we got names of all the communities set up and everything, but our community is universal. I told someone the other night, I got some cousins on Mars, but they just won't return my phone call. So, you know, everywhere else, people, we got a community. So, wherever you want to be, if you don't like our turkey legs, you love all the stuff. You love, you know, we got something.
These turkey legs were some of the best turkey legs in the state fair. They're some of the best turkey legs out there, period. And you can get a turkey leg and put it up against ours, and we let you tell.
After next week's show, that's going to be well provided with some advanced advertising, we are going to be trying to take on challenges before the state fair starts. So it's going to be a come on, see all. Yeah. When you get to the state fair, you're going to see some challenges and everything else.
Billy, tell me to bring it on.
Hey, I'm tired of seeing polls. I broke the Daily Show and started off with, there's been a lot of polls taken, but everybody I asked if they were in on those polls, they said, what poll? The poll in the dad's house, or the North Pole, or what? No. Well, see, we wasn't invited to be in some of those polls when they had the other barbecue cook-off and the other related competitive events, because when you tell us about the event of there being a barbecue cook-off, it's the day before.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not enough preparation time. We're telling you all well in advance, get ready, get prepared. The dates ain't even been set yet, but get ready. It's going to be a cook-off because we want to know who's got the best barbecue and barbecue sauce in the state of Texas. Everyone's invited to try. We're not turning down no competitors.
None.
Yeah. So what them young folks say is on and popping. And that just ain't grease, y'all. That's barbecue sauce.
There you go.
Yeah. So get prepared.
Yeah.
Have your best foot forward, because it's going to be a cook-off.
It's
on. We got enough space in the parking lot for at least 10 or 12 people.
We can have a big cook-off right there in that parking lot.
That's right. That's right.
We got the room. The parking lot, we got the room.
The date going to be set. The date going to be set well before the state fair opens, so that you'll know where to stop.
Yeah.
You'll know where to pick it up. You'll know where to say, well, I'm going to take my chicken leg again with me. I heard about these chicken legs. And in your pocket or in your big handbag, you're going to have a chicken leg.
Yeah, so
just get ready.
I had
another song program, but boy, this is on and popping. That really excited me then. I'm going to play another song, so you take a break and get you some wind. And I'm gonna see if our listeners like this one. I think you would want to listen to this one. This is Miss Patti LaBelle, y'all.
Yeah.
All right,
baby. Look at that. I'm gonna talk to you later. I gotta get back up into the restaurant, do some things, and it's been a pleasure. And you have a blessed day.
You too, and y'all have a great evening, boss. It was really nice talking with you. Y'all remember, it's Eagles Barbecue on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. What is it? What's that address?
2320 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Stop doing it, so you heard it on Ask Uncle Billy. And
Uncle Billy. Make sure it's Christmas your passion. I know they know where that's at. Talk to you later.
All right. You have a great evening, Nolly.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. know that will set you on fire. That move will set you on fire. That's Miss Patti LaBelle, and you'll never walk alone. Stick with me, and I'm here to tell you, you'll never be by yourself. Because guess what? Like Patti said, I got your back. But, man, that was a great interview with Mr. Norris Jones and Evil's House of Barbecue. I'm telling you, we going to bring together some of these challenges, and we going to have a cook-off that's going to be second to none, y'all. And I mean second to none. We ain't going to be second to nobody, because we going to be number one. I know y'all hear that, because it ain't just so because I'm telling you it's so. It's so because it's a fact. It's a fact. And if you believe in facts, believe in this. All of the businesses that's in South Dallas that hadn't been getting the recognition that they think they should have, please give me a call. Give me a call. My name is Billy Parnell. Friends and associates, family, and everybody else call me Uncle Bill. Been that way for a good three quarters of my life. So I'm like everybody else that say, if it's wrong, it ain't Donkey Kong.
The average American visits about 7 different websites before booking a hotel.
Well,
I totally get that.
See, I'm not going
sure
to throw that message there, y'all. I got to knock that down.
Seven when there are so many more?
I got to knock that one down. Right now, I'm going to knock it all down for the time being.
Let the redeemed of the Lord.
What we're going to do, y'all, we're going to take it back to the next level. We're going to say, are these new businesses? No, they're not new businesses. They've just been handled by the largest boycott in history, black on black. It's worse than black on black crime. I just never really understood it, but, you know, a lot of times when you can't do anything about something, you know, it hurts you, but, you know, you put it in the hands of the Lord and you go on about what you do, you know, just like everything else, you know. And I say every morning that in which I can't control, I won't let bother me. But now I have 5 websites that's up and running. One is not mine, it's my son's. Of course, it's got the same ethics as I have about marketing and advertising and everything else. He's trying to do something, but he's also a blind young man. This show has also helped to be sponsored by him and Miss Cheryl Smith at iMessenger, because what I'm trying to do is, in my own way, fashion, or form, is give back to some of these companies, small business enterprises and everything else, a way to get back into the mainstream type marketing and everything without it costing them an arm and a leg. I know how it is now to try and open up a business on a shoestring. And, you know, I will slip on, so, you know, didn't have no shoestring. So I was in deep stuff all the time. But guess what? With this new attitude and the way things are going, the way people are beginning to say, well, yeah, I can do that. I can do that. I found a way back in that wasn't going to cost everybody that played with me, worked with me, ate with me, and everything else, a arm and a leg. So it's just, you know, my little naive advice and stuff. Give me a try. Give me a try. You call me so that I don't have to call you. And you research everything that I'm doing. Then you research my supposedly competition and whatever else. And I try to tell everybody, and I always have, I advise you to look at 3 or 4 different things before you make a purchase, because things are happening 24/7 now. You know, the social media world is moving a lot quicker than, you know, than we can, than we ever have been. Because some of the things we're thinking about doing, they've already done. But, you know, it just wasn't in our realm of reality. You know, it was basically a test done somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? So we didn't get to catch any of that. And the repercussion of all of it is, after they go through all their tests and their friends and stuff get, you know, taken care of, then they come in and charge you an arm and a leg because they say it's new. Well, it's been around 6-7 years, but it just ain't been tested in your market. You know, the same thing about the polling system and everything else. So I try to defer the cost of the large people, but what I have to do is develop with you an intensive purpose. You know, you got to get up every morning now with a purpose. Because getting up just to stay up, just because it's time to get up, that's no longer acceptable. You see what I'm saying? Because you got to find some way to keep getting your blessings, and you know you got to grow your family and everything else. You're doing what you can, but you've been eating on the fat of the land, and you know what did Sam Cooke said, change gonna come. And sometimes it's for the better. And I know for a fact that I'm not trying to bring no adverse harm to anyone. And, you know, like everybody else been saying all your life, trust me, you know. But there's so much sincerity in what I'm saying, because I know what it is to be here. I'm still here. I'm on fixed income. But guess what? That's not going to stop me from showing you all the best way out. You know, you don't have to take your message all over the world if you don't have a product that can go all over the world. You see what I'm saying? So right now, you need a message in your own neighborhood, and saying the things that you would say yourself, because you would be saying them yourself. You would be live on radio, and like Mr. Norris Jones was at Eva's House of Barbecue, and then you would also have messages on the different websites saying what you have, and it's in writing. You know what I'm saying? People will get the chance to see, not like the commercials on TV, where it'll look like something. Yeah, you know, it'll be live. It ain't Memorex. You know what I'm saying? For people to come see a suit in your window, and then when you get there, it's gone. Well, see, that's not happening now. See, if it's in your window now, by the time I get there, it should be still there, right? Or you make your call in and say, oh, I saw this suit in your ad in the window, and that's the one I want. That's my size. I looked at it and everything. That's my size. And will you put that on the side for me? I'm on the way. You know what I'm saying? All of this kind of stuff. So we are bringing a new way of shopping and bopping and everything else. We decided not to do the musical part this evening. I was going to do some blues with some rap, but it all metered out a lot better because of what's really going on is we need you all to understand that you don't have to mimic the big stores, the big restaurants, the big schools and everything else. If you want people to know about your product in areas that they will use your product knowingly and hopefully because it is what they've been looking for, then that's the key. You don't have to go all over the world to get people to come into your house. See what I'm talking about? Yes, it will start the money to revolving doors in your own neighborhood, because you'll start shopping with your neighbor. You didn't know your neighbor had dinners. You didn't know your neighbors had homeschooling. You didn't know, yeah, you know, all of this is possible. But until you start getting up off of the sofa, getting into some of these meetings, going to some of these conventions, you'll never know. So it's time to pick up the steps, y'all. You know, and what they said, train is coming. You got to get on board. That's all I'm saying. I'm going to provide you with my best, and I hope, and I really, really hope that you put me to the test. Because if I tell you I'm going to deliver, like my daddy used to say, a roach can pull a plow, don't ask no questions, hook him up. I got it from my daddy, and I'm passing it along. So it's all about doing what you say you're going to do when you say you're going to do it. If you're going to meet the standards that I perceive you can, then you're able to work with me and through me. Because if you believe in you, I believe in you. So my best statement today is the same one as I've always given. I trust you. You trust me, that's the way it's going to be. And let's get the public to trust us, because we are men of honor and women of honor. This ain't no game. This is a livelihood. If we don't take back stock in America, no one else will, not for us. So all I'm saying is, What is that, McDonald's, one of them commercials? You deserve a break today. You deserve this information today. Because Mr. Norris Jones at Eva's House of Barbecue, Miss Cheryl Smith at iMessenger Enterprises, and, of course, my son over at Out of Sight Radio, who's doing one of the biggest humanitarian jobs in the world, trying to get some information set up so that he can get our visually impaired people back into the mainstream. He said he didn't even feel comfortable as he was going through the test and the adjustments of being blind and going to school for it, you know, so he could remain in the public stream, in the mainstream. He said, Daddy, man, you know, because you feel so uncomfortable all the time. And I don't want to get into it, because he can tell you better about it himself. And hopefully one day a week sometime, I will let him tell you all himself. The feeling that he got after he went completely blind, because he was like blind in one eye for a while, and, you know, it was all personal stuff, but he don't mind talking about it, because he's not happy with it, but it's an acceptable situation. After having gone to school, he's had different reservations about what he wanted to do and how he wanted to contrive the rest of his life. So he's been going through some challenging situations, you know. He was a licensed electrician. You know what it is, having them hot wires and stuff like that. And guess what? He's still doing it. He has a brother that's in the business that goes behind and check him, you know, check his work. And he hasn't had any casualties, hasn't had done any mistakes. And he's just going through what he does. And now he's about to teach some of the youngsters how to do it while he's teaching them radio and stuff at the same time. You know, they are kind of tied in together because you have to learn how to do your electrical systems in the broadcast room and in the broadcast booth and stuff like this here. So, you know, golly, I told him, man, well, I guess I was kind of young when I got sick, but, you know, I don't know what I thought. But, you know, I knew he had a long road to hoe. So, anyhow, with all that being said, I just want to tell you all, expect some greatness coming your way because we're going to take care of y'all the way you all take care of y'all. You understand what I'm saying? No, that was Bunton kind of talk. You know, one of my radio shows is going to be Bunton Rising. And then the Bunton Historian. And, you know, we just got them coming for y'all. And we just want y'all to know that don't be afraid. Because you're not alone. Did Patti LaBelle just tell y'all? You're not alone. You're not in it by yourself. So I'm going to clear it up with a little something-something. And hopefully within the next few days. Oh, man. Oh, man, Chris Simmons, she passed away on yesterday. We will keep you posted. Sister Becky Bankston at Cornerstone, you all passed. So, Lord have mercy. I'm going to be having an obituary some kind of high in the paper in the next couple of months. I can't put any date on it. I'm just adding to the pile because it's a chain. It's a shame that... you know, we don't get to know about some of our neighbors right across the road from us and right down the street from us pass and stuff because we don't know our neighbors, y'all. But like I said, a lot of this is about to change because just like me, you all are going to be saying hello to your neighbors every day. Because every time you pick up the phone, every time you get to your computer, all you have to do is come to Uncle Billy's radio waves and say hello to all the ones you want, and they will know to be there to hear your call. So that's what I'm talking about. Let me see if I can come up with another great one from one of these great ones out of the past. See, because... I know y'all understand what this is. We got 10 more minutes, so let me come up with one that'll beat Patti LaBelle a lot. You know that's going to be hard to do. I'm going to try this one because I can. What's my name? Say, Uncle Billy. No, I'm going to take that back. Yeah. I'm going to take that back. I'm going to do this one, y'all, and we're going to call it a night.
It's prayer time everywhere.
Everybody, pray for me.
Pray for me. Pray. pray for my son. Pray for my daughter. Pray for my husband. I've had children come and say, pray for my dad. He's an alcoholic. Pray for my mama. I don't know where she is. She just up and left. Pray that the Lord will send her back home. We've got war clouds hanging over the whole world. Unemployment, pressure, tension, stress, and strife. But I believe what the Bible said, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from your wicked ways, I'll forgive your sins and heal your land. I believe that. So whoever you are, and wherever you are, please don't forget to pray for me.
What we have, you gave us, and what we are.
Well, y'all, I'm not going to start another. Yes, I am. Y'all know I am. I can't help it. I got to hear this. I'm taking that off, and I'm going to do this.
I would like to call to the stage at this time one of the greatest.
I got 90 seconds, but I'm going to leave it with y'all by telling y'all now. I love y'all. Thank you for listening. But you got to hear this one. You just got to hear this one. That's what it's all about. Because you know we have. Let's come out of the storm, y'all. Let's come out of it and call me tomorrow. Tell me you loved it. Y'all have a great night. And as Uncle Bill always said, holla with the queen for this 15, because I'm all in.
I've been in the sun.